Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Pesachim Daf Mem Dalet, Pesachim 44. And we begin our discussion 5 lines from the bottom on 43b, where the Gemara discusses the prohibition of if when there's something prohibited, whether and we know that each time, in order for you to reach the threshold of punishment, you need to have a certain amount, a certain size. Well, what about can you combine certain items to make that size? So says Rabbi Avo, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Yisurin Shebet Torah, anytime there's something prohibited in the Torah, Ein Heter Mitztarefu Yisur. Now we can't take something that's permitted and add it on to the prohibited thing in order to get to the moment of liability. Like, for example, there's a prohibition from the Torah to eat an olive-sized portion of forbidden fat called chilev. But if you, let's say, you would eat a half an olive-sized portion of this forbidden fat and half an olive-sized portion of kosher meat at the same time, then you're not going to be liable because the meat is permitted to eat is not going to join with the prohibited fat and in order to make you liable. So under these circumstances, all the prohibitions of the Torah don't combine, except this is the exception, chutz me isurei nazir, with the exception of the prohibitions of eating and drinking of the Nazirite, that the Nazirite is not allowed to eat or drink anything related to the grape. So therefore, if the Nazirite ate half of an olive-sized portion of grapes and half an olive-sized portion of a piece of bread, then we're going to say in the case of the Nazirite that the bread will combine with the grapes. Sherei Amr Torah Mishras, the Torah says with respect to grapes, the Nazir takes upon himself, Mishras Anavim Yishteh, that if you soak the bread in the grapes, in the wine, then you're not going to be allowed to eat it. And we're certainly talking about that case where there's not an olive-sized portion of wine itself when you're eating the bread with the wine. So we see from here that you're combining the wine with the bread in order, and we're going to have liability as a result. That's going to be the position. That's the position that Rabbi Yochanan records. However, Zeiri says, Af Seor Baltakdir. Zeiri says this case does not only apply, the only exception to this law of not that a heter, that a permitted item does not combine with a prohibited item, is not just a nazir, also with respect to a nazir is not the only one where we say the prohibited item combines with a permitted item to make the requisite amount. Zeiri says it also applies to Seor Baltakdiru, that there's a prohibition that you're not allowed to bring seor, something that is chametz or fermented dough, on top of the altar. And so here too, that the heter will combine with the iser, that the permitted item will combine with the prohibited item. So therefore, if you make an offering on the altar of a half an olive size of this sourdough, and at the same time you offer a half a size olive portion of matzah on the altar, and even though they're not connected to each other and they look separate, nevertheless, you're going to get lashes for the bringing of the sourdough because it's going to combine with the matzah to make it chametz. And so the Gemara says, like this position of Zeiri, whom does he say like? Come on, Kit Rabbi Eliezer. It must be that he's saying it like Rabbi Eliezer, the Darish, because what does Rabbi Eliezer teach? He taught that since it says kol seor v'chol devash lo saktir mimeno, you're not allowed to bring any barley or any honey on the altar. The point is that it says kol, any. And so therefore, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that this means, we learn from the word kol, that matzah that is permitted to eat can combine with the seor to make the prohibited size. So if that's the case, if Zeiri says his words only according to the position of Rabbi Eliezer, and on top of our daf, if that's the case, then it should be with respect to the laws of chametz on Pesach. So too, Rabbi Eliezer should also hold that a heter item can combine with the iser item, with the prohibited item. And why does Zeiri mention it just with respect to the burning of the barley, and he doesn't mention it also with respect to chametz on Pesach? That too, he should also record it. So the Gemara says inachinami. So now we have the third case where we combine a permitted item with a prohibited item. So the first case was the Nazirite that Rabbi Yochanan brought down. And then we had the next two cases that have Rabbi Eliezer's position, which is that it applies also to chametz on Pesach, and in addition to chametz on Pesach, it also applies to seor, to the barley going up on the temple. So the Gemara says, and lafuke midi abaya, this position that by chametz on Pesach and also by seor and also by a nazir, that we can combine a heter with a prohibited item to get the required amount for you to be liable. If that's the case, that's the reason why Zairi only mentions the Akhtara Saor, the bringing of the barley, and he doesn't mention the Chametz, is Lafuke Midi Abaye, to show that this is not the position of Abaye, who taught Yesh Akhtara Lepachos Mikazayas. Abaye says that even if you burn less than an olive-sized amount on the altar, you're still going to have liability, even if you do not combine it with any other item. And so there, with chametz and with matzah. And for this reason, we say k'mashman d'aktara lav l'fachos mikazayis, that we learn from here that aktara is going to be is not going to be considered anything if it's less than a kazayis. And so, according to this position, we're learning that it's not like Abaye's position, who says that you're liable even less than Kazayis. But we're saying from Zairi that according to the position of Rebbe Elazar, the reason why Zairi mentions this is to teach us that even if it's less than the amount of an olive, it needs to combine with a permitted item in order to be prohibited.